Our next guest on the show is Barbara London, who is an associate curator in the Department of Media and Performance Art at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Barbara is curating MoMA's first major exhibition of sound art, entitled Soundings, a Contemporary Score. I began by asking Barbara about her relationship and long-standing work with MoMA.
Well, I have a long career here at MoMA. And in that time, I've worked with many artists who are engaged with media, video, sound installations. So years ago, like in 1978, I did a project with Laurie Anderson. I've worked with many others for whom sound is primary. Those have been more or less one-off exhibitions. You know, so it might have been one installation or a series of smaller works. I also did a series called Looking at Music, and that took place over, there were three of them, took place over maybe 3-4 years in our media gallery, and that explored the influence of music on contemporary practice. So it's not like we're green behind the ears with sound. We've been, you know, dealing with it, but this exhibition looks at very contemporary work. It's not a history. It was never intended as a history. I had the idea 2.5 years ago, and the museum administration, you know, gave me the green light. Then I went ahead and did the research. And, you know, these kinds of shows are complicated to assemble because, as you know, sound bleeds. It loves to travel all over the place. And we worked as a team with the exhibition designer, the AV crew. So once I had selected the artists, we had like weekly meetings to fine tune. So that's a roundabout way of answering you.
Now, as this is MoMA's first major exhibition of sound art, it must have really drawn on, I guess, all your experiences over the years, as well as your technical team, kind of giving shape to the sound within the confines of the building.
Yeah, we all, you know, some of us have indeed followed sound very much and have thought a lot about how many artists work between mediums, and they work in those gray areas, you know, whether it's between music and sculpture or, you know, installation environments. Many artists call their installations tuned environments. So the architecture and the social experience of the visitor is as much a part of the work as anything. So yes, our AV crew, we have about 8 to 10 people in the AV crew. So they have different expertise. It could be film projection, it could be video, it could be analog and digital, and we drew upon all of them.
And one of the many things that I would find very interesting about the sound art exhibition is that in our daily lives, in whether we're commuting or relaxing, we tend to block out the natural sounds by either large headphones or kind of earbuds, and we kind of tend to ignore the natural surrounding sounds around us. I guess the exhibition kind of will put emphasis on this, that sound that we tend to ignore.
Yes, and it's nice that you bring up the headphone thing, because indeed, out in the environment, we have all kinds of sounds, and indeed we do block it out. And I think those earbuds are a way for people to have a soundtrack to their life. You know, that's a way to maybe control what you're hearing. But what we hope with the exhibition, we try to make it visually, in some cases, strong. It's very acoustic. We have installations that are 100% sound, no image, really. And we've tried to make it, as we would say, commodious. So there might be carpet on the floor, nice, soft, you know, like a hassock, you know, like a seat, but it's very soft. So if you wanted to stay, and we hope that people do spend time and really listen closely. And as you know from your own experience of going to museums, you find that lots of people just buzz right through. And that's okay. They often are taking photographs, and then that becomes their private experience later.
Now, part of the exhibition, there's a recording from the Chernobyl site. And I guess that's one of the great things about the exhibition, that it kind of brings to life a part of the world that people will never visit, and I guess kind of gives more substance to the imagery that people already have of that area.
So it was very interesting when I met Jakob Kierkegaard, who did the piece, and, you know, out of his getting permission to go into Chernobyl. Indeed, those are very, very run-down, empty spaces, but the way he did the work, you know, he videoed and did sound recording simultaneously, then after 10 minutes re-entered the space, rewound the audio so that what was a very silent room and maybe had a couple of leaves rustling, you know, gradually took on this really dense aspect to it. And then Jana Winderen, who is based in Oslo and studied marine biology, then she went to art school in London, did graduate work. So for her, I mean, many people go out and do field recording, which is a form of documentation, but she goes to very unusual places. It could just be putting these very super sensitive microphones in the ocean right on the shore of New York, or, you know, somewhere just close off the coast of Norway, and she captures the sound of fish communicating. Like, I had no idea that cod actually communicate. So she also, of course, captured the sound that bats make when they're doing that kind of sonic, because they're blind, you know, finding where the tree or the rocks are, or where their soft little animal is for their dinner, you know. So, but she really created what she calls an ambisonic installation. It's got 18 speakers. So you walk into that room, and it's, you know, fairly dark, but again, soft rug and cushioned seats. So if you spend time, then you really gather these sounds in your head that she's giving you, and it's very, very spatial. And it could have a slightly social aspect, because you obviously, they're experiencing it with other people who might not be your friends, they might be strangers.
Was there great difficulty in choosing artists to be part of the first major exhibition at MoMA, whether that was down to choice or availability?
Well, it was very hard to select because it's a very rich area of activity. There's a lot. And I was really, I mean, like, blown over when I had opportunity to travel through research grant or invitation to do a talk or something, so that there was, you know, activity in Delhi, there was activity in Romania, you know, in Japan, you know, it's just these alternative spaces, which are, like, you would call them like a foundry for really young, inventive, innovative artists practice. So it was great to kind of come upon some work in these very remote places. So space was my limitation, you know, that there was so much work, so I could only accommodate, you know, a certain amount in the space. And the museum administration allowed me to, I call it, bleed out. Just beyond the gallery is a stairway, and in that, Florian Hecker created a very beautiful sonic environment that the public, as they walk up this one flight of stairs, then have this really beautiful, kind of very sprightly electronic composition that's flowing around them. And it's very much an installation, very much made for that space, and it's a given that the listener is in transit, you know, so you're not, you could stand there on the stairs and listen to it all, which is about 12 minutes. But if you catch part of it, you know, that's you know, that's also just fine for the artist. We also, just beyond that, have a New York subway bench, which the artist, composer, musician, Sergei Cherpinin, had told me about as an idea. And because I've seen him perform and experienced other sound pieces of his, I thought, oh, let's go with that. So that's just slightly outside the gallery space. So I was able to scoop up a couple more pieces, because in the gallery space proper, we, you know, had to build, you know, soundproof walls. So, but I didn't want the show and those rooms to look like a doctor's office where it's all very regular. So our designer did a beautiful job. The walls are not perfectly, you know, parallel. They have interesting, intriguing angles, some of them.
And thanks to Barbara London, curator with the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Barbara is curating MoMA's first major exhibition of sound art entitled Soundings, A Contemporary Score. It runs until November 3rd and it features 16 of the most innovative artists working with sound today. If you can't make it to New York, you can log on to moma.org/exhibitions, and it's a fabulous interactive site where you can immerse yourself for many, many hours.